We've been looking at creation, and with each day, bringing a thought that correlates to our time of communion. So we're on day number 5 in Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. It says this, "And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day." On day number 5, God made the water creatures and the birds. Of course, there's a multitude of various creatures in these two phyla. However, there are two stories that I want us to consider dealing with birds and fish that reflect an important principle that we forget at times during this time of communion. The first deals with the story of fish. John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, John records this in the life of Christ. He says, "Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he performed by healing the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near, and when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?' He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 'It would take more than a half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite.' Another one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up." Notice verse 9, it says, "Here is a boy with 5 loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down. There's plenty of grass in that place." And they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. And the people saw the signs Jesus had performed and began to say, "Surely this is a prophet who has come into the world." 2 fish, providing everything the people needed physically. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 27, Matthew records as Jesus is speaking on the side of a mount, as recorded and as referenced to us today as the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 6, 25 begins, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not your life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" During this time of communion, we reflect on these two stories here, the one about the 2 fish and the 5 loaves, and then Jesus sharing the principle of the love of God here with those who may have doubted. We are here because God provided everything we could possibly need. We see the physical provisions of those 5,000 that were there in John's recording in the 6th chapter. But we see that Jesus reminds those on the side of the mount as he's speaking that God will provide every spiritual need that they could ever have. We are here today as we reflect upon the time of communion to remember that everything we could ever need has been provided by God. We are here to reflect on the fact of the matter that the most important thing we could ever need, spiritual renewal, spiritual rebirth, has been given to us and we've accepted it. We have everything we need. See, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, John again records in this epistle this: "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." Sometimes we forget, and we need that reminder, that as children of God, and He being our Father, because of the love He has for us, He's provided us everything we need. Just as in the day of creation, how the waters teemed with all the fish and the sea creatures, and how the airs were filled with all the birds, these two creatures were used as examples to remind us that God gave everything that was needed at that time. And Jesus used it as a reflection of everything that we need. Sometimes we have to be reminded that we do have everything we need. And even at the time of our final victory, we'll have everything we need. And our final passage, I want us to look at it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Paul writes this: "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit the incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to death, or then shall be brought to pass the following which is written: Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." As we see the physical needs of the people that were met, the two fish, as we see Jesus reminds us of the spiritual needs that God will meet or provides for us, let us during this time of communion not just reflect on those, but also reflect on the words of Paul here, as he states that even when it is time for our death, or if we are not going to taste death, there will be a change that takes place. And we'll have victory. And we'll have provision of victory. And that provision of victory is because God and His Son, Jesus Christ, we have everything we could ever possibly need. And it's just rather interesting enough that sometimes a sparrow or a couple of goldfish, something like that, can remind us that we have everything we need. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. That, Lord God, as we reflect on this time of communion, of sharing with you through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we see everything that is ever needed, you provide us. Our physical needs, our spiritual needs, but even to the point in time, Father God, where life will be no more, and we put on the incorruptible and the immortal, we will have final victory over death. We will have final victory over Hades. And it's because of you and your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we thank you for this time to be able to remember everything you've given for us and the fact we have everything we need. And we lift this prayer up to you now through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.